USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, we're answering those letters of yours to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And get ready to duck because we're throwing the book at you tonight. Incidentally, the APO and FPO numbers, the personal column, and the screwball nicknames are filed down to a nub this evening. There's just too much clam bake for 1.5 hours. Yes, sir, if this were a bridge game, north would be Betty Hutton, south would be Gypsy Rose Lee, east would be Bing Crosby, and the fourth of a great foursome, or the dummy, your good friend Bob Hope.
Much. Hiya, fellas. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling you soldiers and sweater girls, sometimes foolish guys, so don't let them pull the wool over your GIs. Take it on the lamb. Well, spring is here. This is the time of the year you see couples walking in the park, the fellow with his arm around the girl, and the guy from the draft board with his arm around the fella. Spring is really here. I just got back in town from Camp Hahn, and boys, it hot down there. You should see the Major's summer uniforms, just an oak leaf. It's really wonderful. You want a dog? I stayed overnight at Hahn, and they gave me swell accommodations at the camp, parlor, bedroom, and right down the company street. It's a great camp down there. There's a girls' college right next to the base, and the only thing that separates the college girls from the soldiers is a 15-foot wall. Hahn is now the only camp in the country that has a pole vault battalion. I went 14 feet myself, but they... And they have a great camouflage unit there. It's the first time I ever saw a tree walk away from a dog. Love him. I saw a long line of soldiers, and I went up to them and said, gee, this is great. I suppose you've heard Bob Hope gets here in 10 minutes. And one of them said, yeah, we've heard. Get in line. The bus leaves in 5. But they finally closed the gates, and I did my show for a chemical warfare battalion. And they elected me Mr. Mustard Gas of 1944. I'm hot stuff, ain't I? I finally decided to go to the PX. I asked for directions. They told me to follow the red line. I followed the red line for 2 hours before I found out it was a mess sergeant and his ketchup was leaking. I followed the mess sergeant into the kitchen. Right there in the frying pan was a big fat ham with a thin piece of bacon wrapped around it. Looked like a wrestling match between Crosby and Sinatra. I do. Speak of the ham and it appears. There you are.
Yeah. You banding my name about again?
Well, it's old Happy Throat Bing Crosby. How about that, huh?
Little button eyes.
How are you, Dad? How do you feel? You didn't have to come formal, you know.
Well, I slipped into something real sappy tonight.
Slept in the stable again. Go ahead, take it. What brings you to Command Performance at my line, Harry?
Yes. I came on my usual conveyance. I tried one of my steeds.
Late again, huh? Yeah. By the way, Bing, how are your kids?
Oh, they're fine.
The only horse breeder in the world who raises his own jockeys.
Hope, I've been hearing strange things about you. I heard that you're playing havoc with the literary world. Rumor has it that you've just written a book.
Yeah, surprise?
Nauseated. What do you expect me to do, turn green with envy?
What's the difference? With the clothes you wear, it'll never show.
Tell me, old boy. Old boy, when does this varicose volume of yours hit the stands? When does it do?
In about 2 months.
That's good. Give the publisher plenty of time to get out of the country, huh? Who is the brave publisher?
Simon, Suspenders, and Schuster.
I've heard of Simon and Schuster, but who got Suspenders into the firm?
Schuster. He doesn't want to be caught with his pants down.
Suspenders, huh? Suspenders. You know, if they publish the book, they may all do a stretch. What's the name of the book, Robert?
It's called I Never Left Home.
Oh, that book. Oh. You know, I read an advanced copy of I've Never Left Home.
Well, what did you think?
Leave home, old boy. But let's get away from this trivia, eh? Cleaver kisser? I feel like singing tonight. I feel like Nelson Eddy.
You look like him, too.
Hmm?
Of course, you're a little dumpier around the shortening, Brad.
Not too here.
But if you must sing, go ahead. I'll go out for a smoke.
Go ahead. You'll find the butts a little longer down by the bus stop. Gang, a couple of you have asked for a tune that we do in a new flicker called Going My Way. It's a tune called Swinging on a Star, and aided and abetted by those 12 music maids in Lee, we'll knock it for you. Major? Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything you hear.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a southern streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you might grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food.
Why, man, he's fat and he's lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a pig, you might grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star?
Rather be a fish.
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. You can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought.
And now then, though he is slippery, why, he always gets caught.
But then, if that sort of life is what you wish, you might grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Thank you, Music Maze and Bing. Well, fellas, this is a good time to bring in our next guest. My publishers have urged me to associate with nothing but the literati. And so I deem it a pleasure and a privilege to have you meet one of the greatest figures in the world of letters, Miss Gypsy Rose Lee.
thank you. Hello, ma'am.
Robert, did I hear you say one of the greatest figures in the world of letters?
Yes, sure. Don't you believe it?
I don't know about the world of letters, but there's one of the greatest figures.
Mr. Crosby, what's your literary background?
Well, you've heard of my friend Flicker?
Yes.
Running for me now.
Not your friend anymore. Look, Gypsy, Bing wasn't born. He was dropped out of a $2 window, you know.
Gypsy Rose. Say, that name strikes a familiar chord. I'm beginning to get a picture of you in my mind. Gypsy Rose Lee. I think I got it.
Let me refresh you.
Don't bother me. I'm coming to the best part of the picture. Just...
Bob?
Yes, Gypsy?
Who is the Surrey with the peach fuzz on top?
This boy here, don't bother him. He's a vocalist with John Scott Trotter. Now a cheese salesman, formerly with 6 hits and a miss.
He was the miss?
Naturally. He knows nothing of the problems that confront authors, creative genius. Tell me, what have you been reading lately, Gypsy?
Well, I just finished Mission to Moscow.
I just read 30 Seconds Over Tokyo.
I've just finished Watch on the Rhine.
And I read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Call me when they get to Pamlico or somebody.
Bing, haven't you ever read a book?
Oh, sure. I once read Louisa Alcott's Little Women.
Do they have rationing then, too? Hey, what are you working on at the moment, Gypsy?
A mystery. It's about a radio singer like Crosby.
Does he have a sponsor?
Yes, that's the mystery. Tell me, Bob, how do you work on a book?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, do you knock it out in a typewriter? Do you scrawl it with a pencil? Or do you write it with a pen?
Oh, no, he just squirts it out with toothpaste.
Shut up.
Oh, shut up yourself.
I said it first.
I said it louder. Thank you.
Oh, shut up.
Boys. You're getting in each other's hair. Pardon me, Mr. Crosby.
Just a minute, Gypsy. There seems to be a little lint on your blouse.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pick it off. Here's one. Here's another one. Hey, fellas, how'd you like to police this area, huh?
Please, Bob, let's keep the conversation on an intellectual level.
Intellectual level? Fine chance. You're only talking to a lad who's 3 installments behind on flat top.
You shouldn't talk that way. Bob is the intellectual type. There's only one thing that stopped him from not finishing college.
What was that?
Not finishing high school. But really, Bob did go to college. He went to Ohio Normal.
When he came to California, he wasn't.
Ah, oh, that Bingo is my bosom friend. Look at it. Look at it.
Come to think of it, he does have a bay window. And Bob, I noticed you have a bay window.
Really?
Yes. Hey, I feel like a tea kettle between two pots.
Well, Gypsy, it's been fun comparing literary notes. Maybe someday we can collaborate on a book.
I hope so, Bob. Thanks.
Maybe someday we can collaborate. I don't write.
Will you step aside, you torn bobby sock? I've got first call on Gypsy Rose Lee.
Maybe she'd prefer to go out with a man.
Well, we'll see who Gypsy likes the best. Gypsy, how about going out with me tonight?
Sorry, I'm busy.
How about going out with me tonight?
Sorry, I'm busy.
There, you see, she gave us both exactly the same answer.
You mean she winked at you, too, and whispered, stick around till Dopey leaves?
Boy, oh boy, Gypsy Rose Lee, and now Betty Hutton. What a night. But dig that Crosby, will you? How does an old geezer like him have the nerve to horn in like that?
Look at this boy. Not only has the nerve to appear in public with a horn like that, he's got to go blow it, too.
Don't mind him, fellas. That was an ad lib that I slipped in before the program.
You know, you're holding up talent, don't you, Hope? You're blocking the forward march of command performance. Let go of the mic. Let go. Who do you think you are? Frank Sinatra? You...
Okay, Dad. Okay, come on. Let you and I go have a nice, quiet Mickey spin and let youth have its fling, huh?
Got your adrenaline?
Fellas, one of your all-time command performance favorites singing Pigfoot Pete, Betty Hutton.
Hey!
Betty, and I want to congratulate you. No star in Hollywood has shot to the top as fast as you, even though in your last picture you did wind up Morgan's Creek. Anyhow, congratulations.
Thanks, Bob. You know, 3 years ago when I first came to Hollywood, I signed a contract with Paramount for $200 a week. And yesterday I signed another contract for $200 a week.
You know, that doesn't sound like much of an improvement.
I know, but this time they pay me.
Well, Betty, you're prettier than you were 3 years ago. You've got such beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you.
And you've got such beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you.
And such a pretty mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Call me when it gets to Pimlico. Amazing.
Well.
I'm working on a gal and he thinks of a horse. Isn't it awful?
Well, if it isn't Bing Crosby, the pinup boy of World War I.
Yeah.
Thank you, my dear, for nothing.
Haven't I seen you at the Palladium?
No, I never go out night.
You mean you get that dissipated looking in the daytime?
that Palladium. That's a lively dance hall.
Have you been there?
Have I been there? I've gone there so often, I finally got my own girl back.
Bob, I...
Please, Bob, wait for my egg, please.
I saw your girl.
You did?
Take her back and lose her again.
Get a load of this boy. You know, anytime he wants, he can have a career as a professional moron.
All right, you fellas, go ahead and fight. I'm going to the Palladium and dance with the soldiers.
We'll go with you.
Oh, but it's awfully crowded there.
We'll go with you.
And it's awfully hot, too.
We'll go with you.
And the tickets are 75 cents. That did it. Go on.
Hold on.
tireless tomato that
oh,
is.
Oh, brother. Vitamin B with legs. Stick around, Betty. Stick around, Betty. We're going to audition the Little Round Man again. Fellas, it's Bing singing Long Ago and Far Away, dedicated to Ligolo.
Corny Command Theater with Ticker Freeman at the piano and starring, well, I hope this doesn't sound as though I'm bragging, but starring me, supported by Gypsy Rose Lee, Betty Hutton, Bob Hope, and Bing Crosby. Now, the action, what little there is, takes place in the schoolroom. As noted in paragraph 3, section A, I play the most important role, the school teacher. Bing is my pet. Fine scholar, grand boy. But the other three are problems. The other three are problem children. Betty Hutton's problem is boys. Gypsy Rose Lee's problem is boys. And Bob Hope's problem is, well, if you must know, Bob Hope. All right, children, the class will come to order. Absolutely, I mean no. Shut up, students. Today, children, instead of an essay, you're each to have a song. Bingsy, do you have a nice song for teacher?
Yes, teacher. This song is dedicated to you, the best teacher in all our school.
I'll get by as long as I have you. You got no brains nor sense, it's true. But I'll not complain. Hope's worse than you.
Oh, thank you, Bingsy. Robert Hope. What are you and Gypsy Rose Lee doing there in the back row?
Nothing, says here.
Children, I hate to bring this up, but I'm hearing bad reports about your nightlife. Betty Hutton, you were seen at the Savoy Bistro after curfew last night. What have you got to say for yourself?
Did I get thinking at the club without boys? Did I get thinking I was married a boy? Boy, did I get thinking at the club without boys?
Please don't shout like that. You're not doing my hangover any good either.
Hey, Pete, I saw that Robert Hope and Gypsy Rose Lee at the wrestling matches last night, I guess.
Why, Robert, is that true?
Yep, won 2 out of 3 falls, too.
Yeah, Hope, why don't you quit school and go back to your old job in the sausage factory, eh?
I'm waiting for an opening at your nursery. You know, Stork Bait at 6 o'clock every Thursday night, I hear you sing on the radio, and to me, it's a lousy end of a perfect day.
Yeah, what about Tuesday night? You go on the air at 7, and by 7:30, all the world is waiting for Red Skeleton.
Robert and Bing, stop that hair pulling.
Hair pulling. Trying to get a grip on that noggin is like grabbing a hold of a wet doorknob.
Listen, you. Watch your gab there, Flab. You know they can still... They haven't got all the waste fat they can use. They may tap you for a few items.
I said stop it.
Win the war with
this. Stop it. My.
Face tag.
That's all. I want to see you wearing your hips on your knees.
Boy, you want to upset everything? Now, children...
What camp really means. Where are we? Go take it.
Children, gather around, teacher, and we'll have our final examination music. I'm going to give each one of you a problem, and you're to answer with an appropriate song. Now, Betty, suppose that Bing and Bob both want to be your sweetheart. What would you say?
They're either too fat or too old. They're either too old or too fat and old.
Correct. Correct, Elizabeth. Now, Robert, you're in the back row of the theater, and Gypsy Rose Lee is doing his 15th. And just at the crucial moment, the lights go out. What do you do?
I run like heck for the front row and wait.
Wait?
Yeah, you know.
When the lights go on again, all over the joint.
Excellent, Robert, excellent. Now, Gypsy Rose, just when the lights do go on again at the crucial moment, you see Bing Crosby standing there with a gleam in his eye. What do you say?
I want my mama. He wants a mama. He's old enough to be my papa.
Why, you children are positive or brilliant. So far, 100%. Now, Bing, my boy, You're in the projection room at Paramount, and you see Hope in a picture to be sent to the boys overseas. What do you do?
Say a prayer for the boys over there.
But I must ask Bing to stay after school.
Oh, gee whiz, you mean I gotta write my name 1,000 times, eh?
No, Bingsy. We want you to answer a few thousand command performance letters asking for a pretty girl who's like a melody.
Okay, gang, here it is.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty